ABC Radio Australia.
With a long, saw-like nose and sharp, protruding teeth, sawfish are some of the most recognisable creatures in the sea. But did you know they're at major threat of extinction across many parts of the world? And it's actually their defining feature that may be contributing to their demise. Marion Farr caught up with James Cook University marine biologist Dr. Michael Grant, who's leading some of the work to conserve sawfish populations in Papua New Guinea.
So sawfish are actually a type of ray. They've sort of got a shark-like body, and their most recognisable feature is their very long toothed rostrum or saw. So sawfish can get quite large. I think they get up to about 7 metres, and the saw itself can be up to 1.8 metres. So, yeah, they're quite charismatic animals.
They sound like very sort of striking and, intriguing creatures. So tell me about the work that you're doing that involves sawfish in Papua New Guinea.
So Papua New Guinea, I suppose, has sort of been one of those final frontiers in terms of it's a very remote country. It's quite difficult to do research in. Back when I was beginning my PhD, one of my supervisors, Dr. William White, who's down at CSIRO in Hobart, he had this project to sort of characterise Papua New Guinea's shark fisheries. And during that work, it was in 2014, I believe, he was on an island, Daru Island, which is sort of at the top of the Torres Strait, and they were observing shark fin that were being held by a local trader. And within the shark fin this guy had on hand, Will found all four of our Indo-Pacific sawfish species. So that sort of sparked some questions of, you know, where have these sawfish fins come from and what are the status of the populations up here in PNG?
Okay. And so, yeah, so he found this these sort of four species of sawfish. And, what happened from there?
Yeah, so that sort of sparked my PhD, which was pretty much to head over to PNG and try and work out where these sawfish were coming from, try and gauge the status of their populations and what the local threats to them were. So for a bit of context to that, so sawfish used to occur in 90 countries throughout the world. They're sort of assumed to be extinct in about 50 of those today. So they're quite endangered. They're sort of tracking towards extinction, unfortunately. And Northern Australia, the sort of remote coastlines anyway of Northern Australia, are sort of the primary global stronghold. So I guess the indication was in finding all four species up in Papua New Guinea, it sort of sparked some interest in that there could be these sort of unknown populations hanging on up in Papua New Guinea as well. So it was quite important to get in there and find where they were, what their status was, and whether they needed protection and those sorts of things.
What are the threats that, I guess, have caused sawfish to become extinct in so many of those countries where they were initially found?
Yeah, it's primarily fishing, and that is also compounded by habitat degradation, so mangrove loss and things. But because sawfish live in sort of shallow coastal inshore environments or rivers, they're very accessible environments for people to fish. So a lot of fishing activity historically has happened in those environments. And the sort of kryptonite, if you like, of sawfish is this long toothed saw they have, which is just so easily entangled in fishing nets. And it's quite a nightmare trying to get a sawfish out of a fishing net because the teeth on the saw are quite sharp and these animals can get very big, like I said before, up to 7 metres. So you're sort of talking about half a ton animal waving around this giant saw. So the easiest thing to do is basically just to kill the animal or remove the saw and then deal with it in the net. Yeah, the saw has led to their decline throughout most of the world, yeah.
It's kind of tragic, really. This feature that makes them so unique and amazing is also kind of problematic in their survival.
Yeah.
So you sort of spoke about some safe release guides that you've been working on and some sort of conservation work. Can you tell us a little bit about that and the importance of that work?
Yeah, I've got this project at the moment where we're trying to develop a safe release guide for sawfish for the local fishing sort of context. So at the moment, there are a few safe release guides for sawfish. And what I mean by safe release is how they can safely get the animal out of the net while also maintaining the safety of the fisherman trying to untangle the animal. Because as I said, the saw can be quite dangerous. There are a few guides available, but they're sort of made for these, what we call high capacity sort of Western fisheries. However, in Papua New Guinea, things are a lot more, it's sort of more of a small scale fishery. So the fishermen over there are largely using sort of wooden canoes, which may either be paddle canoes or have a motor attached to the back. There might be four to six people on the boat. They're generally using smaller nets, so the nets might only be sort of 35 to 50 meters in length, and everything's sort of done by hand. So, yeah, that just creates some sort of different scenarios in terms of trying to untangle large sawfish from nets.
Sounds like it can be, like, yeah, a bit dangerous. Did you hear any stories of people getting seriously injured?
I have heard tales, particularly up in India. This is probably stretching back almost a century when they still had good populations up there. But, you do hear of some stories of fishermen sort of looking for mussels and things in the shallow, murky water, and then they bump into a sawfish and, you know, one swipe and they can get pretty badly hurt. And that has been a problem historically in some of these sawfish hotspots, as they were almost seen as a pest to getting entangled in gear or being a threat to sort of swimming or sort of gleaning activities in those murky sort of tropical inshore environments.